My guest today is cellist Oliver Herbert, who is joining me by phone from his home, I assume, and we'll be offering Stolberg fans a live recital on Saturday, starting at 10:30 local time. You can stream it for free on the Stolberg.org website. Oliver, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
Where am I reaching you today?
Well, today I'm actually in upstate New York. That's where I've been for the past few months. And funnily enough, it was the first snow day this year. So we woke up to a bit of a surprise. But yeah, it's a nice place to be. And of course, I'm missing home a bit, which is San Francisco, but we'll probably go soon.
So far away, and a totally different lived experience, the other side of the country. You must have been getting a little bit used to that, going back and forth and kind of living in two worlds at the same time.
Yeah, I think so. And I really, you know, I love that, actually, and experiencing what different places have to offer. And I certainly have things. I feel sort of bi-coastal at this point.
Exactly.
Because I spend a lot of time on either one of the coasts. And, of course, very used to pre-pandemic long flights. So that also makes it easier for me to, if I need to fly to Europe, it's basically the same thing as flying back to home for me. So that was kind of a nice training, I think.
Let me remind our listeners that you, Oliver Herbert, were a senior in high school when you competed at the Stolberg competition in 2015 and earned a silver medal. And that's right around the time when school on the other side of the country beckoned. Would you tell us where you attended again?
Yeah, well, when I took part in the Stolberg competition, it was actually the summer directly before my studies at the Curtis Institute of Music, which is a music school in Philadelphia. And so that's where I did my college studies right after I took part in the Stolberg. So I spent 4 years in Philadelphia studying at Curtis.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So are you enrolled anywhere currently, or are you on your own as a concert performer now?
Well, for now, I'm on my own, and I think the biggest thing that I've learned is that, you know, of course we keep learning no matter what, and you know, leaving school I think is just as much of a educational experience as being in it, and so right now I'm sort of learning a lot in my first year out of it and taking full license over my own schedule. And of course, everything's a bit strange right now with our current situation, but I really like actually the freedom and kind of ownership of being able to come up with my own projects and sort of have full control over what I'm doing. So I'm really enjoying that for the moment. But who knows? I mean, you know, I could see myself maybe continuing doing some kind of studying in the future, potentially. But right now, I'm just enjoying life after school.
Most of the performing artists that I've had a chance to talk to can tell a story about the COVID shutdown where either they had just completed a concert that was meaningful and then everything stopped, or they were just about to, they were rehearsing and days or weeks away from a major performance. Is that true? Is one of those things true for you?
Yeah, well, I was lucky in the sense that some of the big things that I was really looking forward to happened actually right before the start of all of this. And so the week before the lockdown, I played my first ever Dvorak cello concerto with orchestra, with the New Haven Symphony. Mm. So that was something that I was really, really looking forward to, because I'm sure as many of the listeners know, that piece is sort of, you know, it's a really, maybe the most important piece ever written for the cello. And so for me, ever since I was a kid, I kind of dreamed of playing that with the orchestra. And so finally I was able to do it. And luckily that happened before everything started to get canceled. And I also got to play for the first time in Canada with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. I played a Haydn concerto and an Elgar cello concerto there. And so I got to make my debut in Canada, which was really fun. And so I was lucky in the way that those things happened to come right before. And then, of course, with the, you know, many things have been canceled since, but those were definitely things that, to me, I was really looking forward to. So luckily they happened.
Yeah. On Saturday, the concert begins at 10:30. Are you actually streaming this live? I may have misspoken. I've spoken to artists who are doing this a variety of ways, pre-recording and as well as live streaming. What are you doing on Saturday?
So I pre-recorded everything, and I sort of will be speaking to the audience from my home and sharing performances, actually, that live performances that I did in front of an audience just a short while ago, sharing two pieces sort of from my archives as a program. And the reason I really wanted to do it this way is because I really feel like these days the thing I miss most is the kind of energy and in the moment feeling that you get in performance when you're playing for people in person, you know. And we're so lucky to have the technology we do and to be able to share music. But for me, it's hard to capture that kind of really special quality because I feel like I really take a lot of energy from the people that I'm playing for. And for me, music really exists for that moment and to share something together. So I felt personally like that these performances that I'm sharing in our concert on Saturday kind of captured that that live element in a very nice way. And so I that was something that I wanted to share with the Stolberg community.
You sure discover quickly when people are putting on COVID concerts that moment when the last note ends, it's almost heartbreaking. You're just waiting for response. And when it doesn't happen, you realize, well, there's just a huge vacuum. And so I love that you're kind of including yourself and us in highlighting performances that did include audience response and that connection that we have.
Yeah. And you know, the thing for me as a performer, I just feel like, it's hard to capture that magic. Well, I guess what I'd like to say is that for me, the audience is just as much a part of the performance mm-hmm. as we are, in a sense. So it really affects what's going on stage and the sort of spontaneity. And actually, just 2 days ago, I did a little recording for a series. I played a few Bach solo suites, and it was a really wonderful production with, you know, a few cameras and nice audio equipment and everything. But I must say it was psychologically difficult to make it through all the music with the cameras, just the cameras staring at you. Because for me, I actually find the audience very comforting because, you know, it's something that we're all doing together. And so, yeah, so like I said, these performances that I'm sharing, I feel sort of bridge that gap. And I'm hoping that when people listen, they'll feel more like they were there and part of the collective in the room.
Again, this can be accessed Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at Stolberg.org, Stulberg.org. And Oliver Herbert is the performer, a silver medalist with the Stolberg in 2015. So tell me, what's the first piece that you've chosen to present?
The first piece is the Haydn D major Divertimento, and it's an arrangement by Piatigorsky, who was one of the great cellists of the 20th century. And he arranged this piece for cello and piano, and it's a lot of fun to play. It has a beautiful opening lyrical section, almost operatic in a way, I would say, and then follows by a very playful section and a quite virtuosic finale, which actually I learned after doing some digging that Piatigorsky had more to do with the virtuosic parts than Haydn himself. Mm-hmm. So he actually composed a bit and sort of added his own take into this composition. So I'd like to say it's sort of Haydn / Piatigorsky divertimento in D major for cello and piano.
You have me stumped. I'm really have my fingers crossed that I can go into our library and find a Haydn divertimento for cello arranged by Piatigorsky. What a great, unusual concert opener. From there, what will you program after that?
Yeah, so the second piece I chose to pair with another piece in D major, and I chose the Beethoven D major cello sonata, Opus 102, number 2. So this is Beethoven's fifth and final sonata that he wrote for piano and cello. And the thing that I really love about this piece is the fact that each of the movements are so different in terms of their emotional content and effect, and yet as a whole statement. So from the first note of the first movement to the last note of the last, it creates a really profound overarching statement. And I think it's a very unique piece and one that I love dearly. And I thought that it might be a nice complementary pairing to the Haydn.
I love the idea. We've been hearing Beethoven quite a bit because it's the 250th anniversary of his birth, and a lot of solo piano sonatas, a lot of symphonies. Hey, he wrote cello sonatas too.
Yes, yeah, and Beethoven is so, obviously such a genius, and I feel like these cello sonatas, in a way, because there are only five of them, and they're spread out basically in three groups, which sort of cover the majority of his life. It's interesting how they sort of, I feel like they're almost biographical. And people would say the same thing about the violin sonatas or the piano sonatas, but you really get a sense when you listen to these pieces of who is the person behind the pen at the time of writing it. And I feel like this fifth sonata of Beethoven, it kind of stands out.
Finally, let's also acknowledge your accompanist or accompanists who will appear on Saturday's program. Who will you be playing with?
Yeah, so both pieces I will be performing with my friend Xiaohui Yang, and she's a wonderful pianist originally from China, and also happened to study at the Curtis Institute of Music, although we didn't actually overlap there. And the other reason that I wanted to choose these performances with her is because of the coincidence that I happened to meet her the same year that I took part in the Stolper competition, actually the same summer, because we were fellows together at the Lavinia Festival. And so I thought that was kind of a nice connection, because that was right around the time where I actually met Xiaohui. And since then, we've played a lot together and have sort of been exploring our cello and piano duo even more these days. So I'm very excited to share these performances with you. And it's always such a pleasure and honor to be a part of anything involving Stolberg. So just thank you all for having me. And I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure we will. That's Saturday at 10:30, streaming at stolberg.org. Oliver, great to touch base again, and all the best in the upcoming season. I hope we get back to in-person concerts, and thank you for keeping us going in the meantime.
Oh, thank you. Nice to talk to you.